everybody, to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, TikTok sensation, LOL, not really, plus size living with Rachel on TikTok and socials, and I am joined by one of my favorite people in the whole entire world, and my co-host, Sabrina.
Hi, I'm Sabrina.
Yeah, you are. How have you been? Because this is like, for our audience at home, we're not going to lie to you guys. We recorded our first two episodes of the podcast a month ago.
Yeah, because it's been 30 days.
We recorded the podcast, but it took us at least 2 weeks to put it out.
Yes.
So this is Sabrina and I catching up in a very intimate way. We are currently on the couch with Riley, our third co-host. So if you hear a dog growl, it's Riley, and we are snuggled, and I want to take a nap, but I can't.
No naps tonight.
So how have you been?
I'm good. Fall has just started.
I know. This is my element.
Same. Oh, my goodness.
This is where I have a true form, is this season.
I just like being outside during this time. This is when like the leaves are changing, because being from Florida, like, we didn't have that.
No, and you love to leaf peep.
I fucking love leaf peeping.
You always invite me, but I can never go.
It's okay. That's okay. Well, October is the month that you're very busy. So, yes. Like, I get it. I will go on my solo trip. Or actually, Mary comes with me. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Yes. We are going later October this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll be still fun. And we are New Englandites. So we went to the Big E on the Sunday after that Saturday, where apparently, like, I've been seeing so many TikToks of how crowded it was the Saturday before we went, the day before we went. Mm-hmm. Like, people were not moving. And for us, yes, it was crazy. Like, we going 2 miles took, like, an hour and a half.
It did.
And I'm like, oh, my God. But I am just, we love the Big E. I love it just because we have traditions. I love a Sugar Rim.
Ugh, I love. Does she? The way she licked that rim and then stared into my eyes while doing it.
Yeah.
Did I encourage her? Absolutely.
The intense eye contact. Well, listen, I'm not making eye contact with anybody else, so why not my best friend? And it was so funny because Harrison, Sabrina's husband, joined us.
Yes, he did.
And it was the three of us for the first 3 hours.
Yep.
Your husband was such a good sport because we love the rides, even though they are janky, and our other friends made fun of us that we were probably one of the oldest people in those rides.
Oh, absolutely.
And so your husband, Harrison, love him to death. He was so kind to hold my backpack and the goodies that I bought throughout the day. And he's just like, he's one of my favorite people. And like, what other man would do that for your best friend, like for his wife's best friend?
That is a great question.
I know. You've got a good one.
Thank you.
Can we tell them the other exciting thing that we did?
Yes. We went to the Meghan Trainor concert.
Yes, we did. In Mansfield.
Yes. That was a trek.
That was 2 hours yes. in a car together.
There. 2 hours there and then 2 hours back. Yeah. Yeah.
We decided that we were going to the Meghan Trainor concert probably in July, like early July.
Yes.
Did we buy tickets?
No.
The week before?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we did. we like, it was in my reminders since June 13th. It was like one of my reminders that kept blinking because I would not turn it off. So it's like, oh, I got to text Sabrina. Oh, we got to get this done. But we finally did it a week before. And it was kind of great because it gave me an excuse, because I was supposed to go on a date with a man. I did not tell you this.
Oh.
But this was after I decided that I'm taking a break from dating, which we are going to get into next week's episode. And I like canceled. I'm like, I'd rather go to a Meghan Trainor concert with two of my favorite people, because our friend Allie joined us. She will eventually get on the pod. And we drove an hour. Well, Sabrina drove an hour and 40 minutes one way. With us bopping along to like different pop songs. We did Kesha.
Oh my goodness.
We had a Chapel Roan moment.
Yes.
We did some Taylor. We did a Dua Lipa moment, but we didn't do Beyonce.
But we did Cardi B.
We did do Cardi B.
I love Cardi B.
One of the things that surprises me about Sabrina so much is she loves a dirty rap lyric.
Oh, 100%. You would never think that.
No.
You would never think that. But like you roll down the windows and you're like, oh my God.
I know. So we went to the Megan Trainor concert. We got these three tickets for like $65 each.
Yep.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting how many small girls there were going to be.
Oh my goodness. We were like one of the, besides the mothers, we were like one of the oldest people there.
In our section. We don't know, like the older people who have money to spend who are probably up close and personal. Front,
yeah. We were not those people.
But like, truthfully, like I also, the outfit that I was wearing, you can guys see it on Instagram, was not young girl approved.
Yeah, but you looked hot.
I did look hot.
So I was glad that you wore it. Like she looked so good.
I looked so good. But we had two small girls next to me who were at tit level. And I was just like, y'all are getting an eyeful. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
and
poke an eye out.
I'm pretty sure their mother hated me. But also, there was just this girl in front of us who was sobbing.
Oh my gosh. Allie pointed her out. Yes. And she's like, that girl looks like
She's going through something.
Yeah, going through something. And I was like, oh no. And then I looked over. I'm like, oh my goodness. I can't believe like that was this poor girl. But yeah. I also wanted to ask her what happened. Who hurt you?
Who hurt her?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and Megan Trainor is so freaking cute.
Ugh,
the quintessential millennial. Like, watching her perform, like I follow her on TikTok. I love her on TikTok, but her as a performance, I was like, I would say those things. She's like, my parents are here. Please make them think I'm cool.
Yes!
I'm like, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also just like this moment. Cause again, we know that I am a Cancer, but I was just watching these different groups of girlfriends together singing their hearts out, like different ages, to Megan Trainor. And I was like, there's something so beautiful about this moment. And I was just like, girlhood.
You were cute. I thought you were going to cry too.
I did not. I refrained.
No, but you looked at me and you're like, look at them. I was like, ah. You were so cute.
It was such a good time. But the issue getting there was, all three of us are working women. Mm-hmm. We all have jobs and we were not able to leave Sabrina's house until like 6:20,
and the concert started at 6:30.
Yeah, so because we did something smart, like Sabrina was very kind and like made a gluten-free pizza for Allie and I, and then we had pizza and snacks and stuff before we went because obviously concert food,
it's expensive.
And so it was great, like it was such a smart thing. I need to like let go of some of my ratchet ways because I brought a full 12 pack of High Noons in the car with us because I was like, yeah, I'm going to get drunk and it's going to be great. And then I started sipping on them. Like, I don't fucking want to do this. I don't want to get drunk. I did also bring a flask of tequila.
She did. She whipped it out of her, like her jacket. And I was like, where did that come from?
Oh yeah.
She's like, oh, of course I brought this. I'm like, all right, cool. Smart.
Well, because I'm like, I wanted a little bit of buzz on because, like, you know, with my anxiety, like, I need, like, if I'm around a crowd of people, I need a little bit to loosen me up and kind of shush the voices in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and I barely got buzzed. We got one drink at the arena because, like, the prickly pear that you had was too damn sweet.
It was so all gross. Sugar. I got a headache from drinking it, and then I gave it to you.
And then I finished it, and because I tasted it, I was like, oh, this can't be too bad. And then I took a sip and was like, this is fucking disgusting.
Because
then I had the watermelon chili
margarita
that they did, and I was sipping it. It was fine. And then I get to the bottom, and that's where all the chili is.
Yes.
And you know that I'm a sensitive girl.
Yeah, you were like, oh my goodness, this is so spicy.
It was so spicy. But it was also good because we were also in the middle of our row, so we couldn't get out either way.
Nope. So no pee breaks.
But Allie was so, it was so cute because she looked up online. She's like, guys, the concert ends at 8. That's what's on the website.
Yes, yes, yes.
And our ETA was 8 o'clock.
Yes, it was.
And I'm like, that can't be true. Like, she has two openers. Like, she does a fan meet and greet. There is no way this woman is done by 8 o'clock.
No.
We were a little worried because, like, we couldn't find anything concise
right
online.
No, because there was a couple, what was said, like 10 or 11. And
some said 11:30, yep.
So, it was all over the place. And we were like, you know what? Let's just drive out. I was like, screw it, I'll drive. I mean, we are we carpooled, so like, why not? So we drove out there. Worst case scenario, we just drive back home.
It was an adventure for all of us. And we're like, and it was just, it was, we got there perfect timing. We parked in the back, so we were one of the few cars out at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. We get there, get through security, no problem whatsoever. We get our drinks, and then we get to our seats, and like 2 minutes later, she's on stage.
It was perfect timing.
It was perfect timing. Didn't have to deal with a lot of, we didn't, like, we just got to see what we wanted to see, which was Meghan Trainor. She didn't play our favorite song, Rolling, which I was a little disappointed about.
I was bummed about that, too.
But like everything else, banger.
Ugh, she is amazing.
She's such a good performer.
She really is.
And such vocally strong. Like, she sounds exactly how she sounds on her records. And literally, I was thinking about it. She only played the only live instruments. There was only two live instruments in that entire show.
The ukulele.
Everything else was tracks.
Yeah.
Which she said, like, which is so cute, because she said, like, her brother helped her produce, not Ryan, the other one. I don't remember his name. I'm a terrible person. But she was like, this was such a family show because they all did it. I did wish that we could have seen Chris Olsen. I do think he's a funny TikToker. But like, I understood, like, there was no feasible way with all of us working, we could have gotten there by 6:30. There was absolutely no way. And we did it cost effectively. And I am thrilled. We had such a good time.
Agreed.
Because last concert I went to, besides the Big E that we went to last year, was the Jonas Brothers in 2021.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, I'm not, because audio engineering is my full-time job, I typically stay away from live concerts.
Fair.
Like, I'm not actively seeking them out, but if a friend is like, hey, do you want to go? I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah. So that's what we've been up to, and work is slowly crushing my soul, and this will be the last time Sabrina sees me until 2 weeks from now.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My parents are going to be in town, and I'm going to be busy.
Damn it. All right. Well, make it work.
But we have exciting news. Because of the incredible response that we have gotten for our first two episodes, we have decided to release a podcast every other Friday.
Woo!
It's truly incredible. Like, we were, Sabrina has been so cute, because I gave her the login password and for our podcast, like, domain website or whatever. And Sabrina, like, every couple of hours when we first release the podcast, would be like, 75 people, 200 people. Like, she'll just send me numbers. And I know it immediately what it is, because she loves to check it out. And I am truly blown away, because, like, I think our numbers right now for each of the episodes has about, like, 560 listeners each episode. So we have decided to do every other week, because we were not expecting this response, and we want to keep the momentum. And it was Sabrina's idea, and it's going to be difficult. Like, we have to make this a priority, because we want to eventually quit our jobs and move to an island.
Yes, please.
Just be stay-at-home moms without the children.
Yeah. Stay-at-home dog mom.
Oh, that is what I want. So we would like to make money with this. And if we're going to do it, we got to do it. We got to fully commit.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing. We just have something to request of you guys, is to, on wherever you're listening to this podcast, if you could just rate it and give us some comments, and subscribe if you can, that way we can show subscribers, what's the word I'm looking for? Companies, that's the word I'm looking for, that, like, we are a reputable podcast. Stop laughing at me. I've been at work since 10:30.
Plus, we also like to know the feedback, like, what you guys want us to talk about, or like, what, like, obviously there was an email that we talked about too, that you can email us and tell us some stories that you wanted us to talk about.
Any stories you guys want us to give advice on, it's plussizelivingwithrachel@gmail.com, just like my TikTok. Or you guys can DM me on TikTok. I look at those all the time. Or you know what, Sabrina, do you want to plug your IG?
Sure. It's very long, because my last name is long.
We will We will tag it in this episode.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Let's do that. Spelling that out is really hard. I will say anytime I'm on the phone at work and they're like, oh, what's your email? And I'm like, it's my first and last name. Yeah. And it's so freaking long.
It's also Italian.
It is very Italian.
It has a lot of Z's.
Exactly. And they're like, are you done? I'm like, yes, that's the last letter every single time. Or they're like, how do you say that? I'm like, basically it looks like someone sneezed the alphabet. That's my last name.
Wait, that's so funny.
Thank
so
you.
Go look at our episode description, and because I realized that I've been plugging my Instas. I'm like, in all the videos I posted, I haven't tagged you. I'm like,
That's okay.
No, I'm a terrible co-host.
No. It's fine. Everybody knows you. No, I know. Like when you did your intro, you're like, oh, I have this, and I was like, and I'm Sabrina.
No, you are my best friend.
You are my best friend. I am your best friend. We are each other's best friends.
Yes. Doug and Katie, if you're listening, you are still my best friends. You're allowed to have multiple best friends, people who do.
Of course
you
are. Give
you different things in friendship. Yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Sabrina, what are we talking about this episode?
So this episode, we're talking about thirst traps. And what brought this up actually was at the Meghan Trainor concert. Mm-hmm. Rachel was looking fantastic and she was posting some selfies and she had mentioned how like there was this. She's like the same. Was it four or five guys?
Yeah.
That she's like, they always come out of the woodwork and they always message me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, we should talk about that.
Yeah. So like thirst traps for me, I haven't always felt pretty or comfortable in my skin, and it has taken a really, really long time for me to like the way that I look. Now, I say that as a woman on Ozempic, but not to lose weight for health reasons for my PCOS, that'll be its whole other episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think women are allowed to be both. Feel comfortable in their skin and want to be healthier if they are plus size. And I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when I post those pictures, when I post those pictures, I do it just because I like to men know who dated me and then ghosted me. This is what you're missing out on.
So you're like a revenge body.
Oh, 1,000%.
I like it a lot.
Especially when I have a red lip on and my hair is looking fantastic. I'm like, this is what you missed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you passed up on.
Okay.
So that's why I post it. I only do it to Snapchat because Instagram, my family's there.
Okay.
And I don't want my family to see my thirst traps.
No, I've had many a conversation with my family over it.
Yes.
So I get that.
I just, for me, it's just like, I like, they don't need to see me with my cleavage out.
Meh. Listen, I am a booby queen.
Sabrina loves a cleavage moment.
Yes, absolutely. I am your girl. You want me to like sit there and rate it? Like, oh, does this make my cleavage look high or low? Yeah, I'm your girl. I will tell you.
Yep.
I will lift them for you in a picture. I got you.
For Sabrina's bachelorette party, we were sharing a room and she goes, Rachel, I just want to see your boobs before this trip is over.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were friends for 2 years at that point?
Yeah, because it's been a year since the bad. Yeah, so yeah. 2 years, yeah.
So, and like there's a thing in female friendship, like you're not true friends unless you've seen each other naked.
100%. It was a requirement for one of my friends in college. I said, I'm sorry, but before we graduate, you're going to have to show me yourself naked. And she was like, that's a really weird request. And so, I was like, that's just how I feel.
So after a night out, I was like, all right, Sabrina, this is for your wedding. This is my gift for you. But getting back to men in my DMs, and truthfully, after my ex and I broke up, mm-hmm. while he was still on my Snapchat, which he no longer is, I have blocked him on Snapchat.
Good.
That was his only social media. Mm-hmm. I blocked his mother on Instagram because she would look at my stories after the breakup.
You have to.
And then I also blocked him on Venmo.
Which is such a weird thing to think about.
No, it is. And literally, like, so when we were doing post-breakup and I was crawling out of my depression hole and mm-hmm. my, like, down on myself, I would post pictures to hope that he would see and be like, Look what you're missing out on, Rachel. The amount of times we should make a drinking game. Every time Sabrina says, "Oh, Rachel,"
I know. You pointed that out last time, and I was like, "Shit, she's right." I went back and like listened to all of it, and I was like, "That one or me giggling?"
Yes,
it's always one of those.
Love a giggle.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's a little much.
No, it's not. Shut up.
They're all real.
They're all. We don't force anything with us, but we. It is a little bit of validation that I am hot shit. I know I'm hot shit, but I also like men who passed up on this to know that I'm hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the same for men who have traveled with me through the years. Because, like...
They've grown up with you.
They've grown up with me. Like, I've met them in the different parts of the country where I've lived. Obviously, I was on the dating apps for them. Mm-hmm. Never really, when I was in those different states, I wasn't, like, actively dating.
Mm-hmm.
I was just on the apps and, like, I guess what the youths call situationships without ever meeting.
Yeah, that's a new term that I've heard about.
So, there's this one man, Mr. Needy is what we're going to call him. He will pop up in my Snapchat every couple of months. He'll breadcrumb me. He'll be like, he'll add me back on Snapchat and then delete me on Snapchat and then add me back on Snapchat. And it's this fucking, it's this merry-go-round with him. I guess we met when I lived in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I say met very loosely because we never met in person.
Okay, so you never went on a date with this guy.
No, our whole entire relationship, and I say relationship very loosely,
mm-hmm.
was on Instagram. Not Instagram, Snapchat. And I literally, like... He's like, "Oh, you were in my mind. I've been thinking about you. I miss you." And literally, he just texts me, "Sorry to my parents if you're listening. Please stop listening now." But he literally just texts me to sext, to like when he's feeling a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
He like sees if I will do that with him. And when I was younger and needed validation, absolutely. Now that
Interesting.
Oh, God, yeah. Because I mean, it was fun for me, too. It was mutually beneficial.
Okay, so it was because I was going to say, like, what is the point of this? Like, why didn't you? But you did it back. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Mutually beneficial. Because we know I love a dirty talk. And he was like so into me. And truthfully... I used to be 265 pounds, so he had my pictures from when I was that weight. I'm now 228. But, so, like, it was kind of that thing, like, oh, he likes me even when I was, like, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But he will come around every couple of months. He'll re-download. He says that he'll re-download Snapchat. No. He is removing me as a friend from Snapchat and then adding me back. Mm-hmm. I am not dumb.
That means he was seeing someone else.
Correct.
That's what it means.
And truthfully, like, for the past year, I've gotten wise to it. There's something that I, like, still like about it, but I'm not really tolerating it that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've thought about it. If he adds me again, I'm not going to add him back. I'm just like, we've been doing this for 4 years. Like, I'm done.
Yeah. That dance is dead.
That dance is dead. Because, truthfully, therapy. We're different because of therapy. So he's one of them. And then there's this guy, we're gonna call him the string bean.
I'm loving these names.
Again, never met him, but he and I matched in Kentucky. And then the entrepreneur who like will send me, because he does like audio stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
He'll like send me snaps on Snapchat of like his audio setup, again breadcrumbing, see if I'll respond, and I'll just be like, oh cool, nice, like being polite and stuff, just because I'm a nice person most of the time. I try to be a bitch, but
you not.
I'm not.
Mm-mm.
I was a bitch today at work though. I was not in the mood to be at my job.
Job is different,
but it's just the way it is. And then there's this one man who we're going to call Moneybags.
I knew you were going to say Moneybags. I was like, this is the one that gives you money, isn't it? Yeah. She's going to call him Moneybags.
Yeah.
The man candle.
Sabrina's in my brain. This gentleman loves to send me money. Like, it'll be $20, like every couple of weeks. It's not like he's sending me hundreds of dollars.
Listen, that is 2 Starbucks coffees, so we will take it.
I'm not saying anything wrong, and he likes to be a little bit controlled.
He's a sub, right? That's what it,
Yeah. So we've known each other for a few years and stuff. And so he'll pop up in my Snapchat and be like, hey, tell me what to do. And I'm like, okay. He's like, will you send me pictures and I'll send you money? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. What, have you met this guy? I didn't ask.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We do know each other from years ago.
Did you ever go on a date with him?
No. We're not going to talk about how I met him.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I've known him for at least 10 years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later.
yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Has he been, how long has he been sending you money?
2 years, I want to say. Like, okay, it's a fairly
pretty
new
recent
thing. We've known each other for 10 years. It wasn't until like 5 years ago he hit me up, like, as friends. Like, so it was because we were around each other for 4 years. And then after that, like, he hit me up. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of started an online thing. So, like, I barely talked to him. And then all of a sudden, he's in my DMs. So, okay. Yeah.
Wow. Love that. I totally have done that before as well. I've definitely done the thirst trap. I actually did it to my husband. Funny enough. Yeah. To get his attention.
Yeah.
It was a specific person's attention.
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever posted selfies before that, it's actually for me.
Yeah.
I did it because I thought I looked awesome. I do not do that anymore. If you go on my Instagram, there's like no recent pictures. I think the last one was my wedding, which was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then my bachelorette, which was also over a year ago.
Yeah.
So other than that, I don't take photos anymore. But when I used to, it was for me. I liked the way I looked. I thought I looked fantastic. And it was one of those things where it's like, I kind of want to have that memory for like later when I don't feel so great. I can go back and look and be like, that was me. Like right now, I don't, like when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, that I'm not me anymore.
No, I get that, because when I was not healthy. When I got out of college, I went from 225 pounds to 245 in a year. And then another year later, I hit 265. And because I was binge eating. I was living not in a great like living situation. I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until COVID, when I had to move in with my mother and my stepfather, where I learned how to cook and learned how to take care of myself. And truthfully, like, I do think, obviously, COVID was a terrible thing, but it was a blessing in disguise for me.
Yeah.
Because I ended up losing 40 pounds because I was cooking and I was walking and I learned how to take care of myself. I was 23 years old, didn't know how to cook. Like, I would, because where I lived was, because when I got out of college, I was working, I was making $23,000 a year living in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I don't know if that's good or bad, because in Florida, you can't do that.
No,
so.
It's like, I don't know how I did it. I didn't have a credit card. I don't know how I did it. But I was living in this dormitory style living where I had a roommate. So I had a room, she had a room, and then I had to walk through her room to get to the bathroom.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I paid $475 a month for this.
Wow.
They had laundry across the hall. There was a gym in the basement that I would like try to force myself to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue was there was a Dollar Tree across the street, and I, because I wasn't taking care of myself, I would just go binge eat candy bars or Oreos.
Oh, or Rachel. Like, damn it. I just did it.
No, it's okay. Like, the person you see now 5 years ago is not who I was.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wasn't going I didn't have a gym routine. I didn't have, like, a meal prep. I didn't know how to be an ADHD adult and function.
Yeah.
Because my whole entire, like, my college career, like, go to the dining hall. I knew what to eat. Fine. Would I go to the gym a couple times a week? Absolutely. And I was always busy and, like, working. And so I was moving. But, like, to do it myself, didn't know how to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Didn't know how to do it. Huh. So getting back to my point of, like, you'll see in those photos, there are, like, very few pictures of me, like, of those years. Like, my senior year of college, very few photos. I thought I was ugly. I thought I was fat and, like, not cute, even though that is now my goal weight. And it's just, like, my parents and I did a trip to Italy. my senior year of college, we barely took photos. Like, I have such few photos from 2019 to 2020 and 2021. Like, I was barely taking photos. Or if I did, it was just my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I didn't like my body. Yeah.
I get that very much. Yeah, I don't like anything on me right now. So it's just food photos I just take.
Well, you're working on it.
I am. I'm working on it. It's just, it's a struggle. It definitely is.
It's, well, we have to get you to drink more water.
I hate water.
I know, but you have to, like, the only way you're going to lose weight, because Rena is, like, we have each other's Apple Watches connected.
Yeah.
So when each one of us finishes a workout, it'll let us know Sabrina finished an outdoor walk. Oh. Sabrina finished an indoor walk.
Yes.
And over the past, like, month, I've been getting more of those notifications. Yeah. So you are making those changes.
I am. I'm trying, just because I ended up getting, I'm pre-diabetic now.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, it's like, you need to fix it or you will get type 2 diabetes. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not great. And I ended up telling my dad about it, and he was like, oh yeah, diabetes runs in our family. And I was like, I never knew that. I was like, why didn't you tell me? He was like, I don't know. He's like, oh, and by the way, we have all the cancers too. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, what do you mean, by the way? I was like, I am just finding this out now.
I don't know how you do that, because I've been a chronically ill child since I was 9. So I've known my medical history since I was 9.
My parents don't like to talk about that stuff. They're like one. Yeah, I know. They're pretty old school. They're young people, but they're old school.
Shove their feelings down. And
yes. God. Oh, my mom is 100. My mom, not my dad. My mom is a rub dirt in it kind of lady.
That's my brother. Mm-hmm. He literally told me this week that he didn't like how emotional I am.
That's mean.
Yeah.
That's mean. Like, I call you cancer, but like, that's with love. That's not.
No, I
like,
know.
Yeah. That's really also, mean.
But it's also because I got therapy and he didn't. He loves to shove his emotions down and he just like doesn't know how to deal with them.
No, I feel like it's hard because I feel like a lot of men in general that I've met don't like to express their emotions.
Yeah.
Or they feel that, because like I've talked to my husband about it, and he feels that like when growing up, it was like not manly to talk about your feelings.
No.
Or like you were a wuss if you did, or like, oh, you're a little girl, which like who cares?
No, little girls are great. He literally said feeling his emotions was like weak or wimpy or he said something really condescending and kind of chauvinistic. I don't remember, but he's not gonna listen to this. I don't give a fuck. So meanwhile, like, my stepfather, an emotional person, knows his emotions well, can articulate his emotions very well.
Mm-hmm.
My father, who was an actor my entire life, like, can somewhat tell his emotions, doesn't always act out his emotions.
Yeah.
I think there's something really beautiful about being able to articulate to people why you are feeling that way, and you don't have to justify and be like, hey, you make me feel like this, let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to, like, it's almost like justifying them, but it's also communicating them to other people to get them to understand you a little bit more.
I agree.
And apparently that my brother doesn't like that about me.
Well, that's why you will be in a healthy relationship and he will not.
Yeah. Whenever I get in one.
You will eventually. Yeah. Just right now is not your time, but it will be.
Yeah.
So Harrison actually brought up a point. There was a point that Harrison made, because I ended up asking his opinion on it. So I was like, what are your thoughts on thirst traps? And he was like, well, I didn't realize that they were thirst traps. So men don't know that they're thirst traps, Rachel.
I think some men absolutely do. There are TikTok accounts catered to men being a thirst trap.
No, but like he, yes, maybe there are some of those. And yes, those are probably like the scuzzy guys. But like
the lumberjack who likes to put a pumpkin between his legs and squeeze his thighs and groan.
What are you watching?
Have you not seen that guy?
Not on my feed.
His name's like Thor. And
not that I'm not interested, but I'm just like, where? How did this come on your feed? Like, my feed is like cooking with blah, blah, blah. Like, let's pour some wine.
Well, you know that my feed is mostly book talk and smutty romance novels.
I know. So I'm like, who is this? He should be called Jack because he's crushing jack-o'-lanterns.
I think he does like seasonal things. Like, I've seen him do a watermelon because, like, what he does, he'll like chop wood in a forest shirtless and he's like ripped and gorgeous. And it's just like him chopping wood. And I don't know why that does something for me.
Who wouldn't it do something for?
He's too pretty. I know that like I would be with him once and be like, thank you so much. I don't want to see you again. But like he's too pretty. And for some reason he has like millions of followers.
What's his name? I want to look him up.
Look up Lumberjack and I think he'll pop up.
Okay, Lumberjack. Well, yeah, I'm going to look him up.
Because I think, like, there's, like, the Harry Jowseys before Harry Jowsey turned gross.
What is Harry? Oh, that's a person.
That is a person from, do you remember that show, Too Hot to Handle?
Mm-mm. No. What is that?
Is that
reality TV?
Yeah, the Netflix TV show where they couldn't touch each other. They couldn't get off or else they would lose money.
I would win that show.
You would. But also, you wouldn't get picked to go on it.
Fair. Yeah, that's a good point.
But like, there are like the famous men who will like post thirst traps, and there's like magazines, the sexiest man alive, when they do those photo shoots. Those I consider those pictures thirst traps because they get women talking.
So you're saying that there's both male and female thirst traps.
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay. Oh, I found him.
You found him. Take a look. Take a picture.
Ooh. Damn. Okay. See, for me, I wouldn't touch him. Because he's so pretty. It's kind of like when you bake a cake and you're like, oh, this is so nice. And you don't want to bite into it because it looks so pretty.
I have never had that feeling in my life, but go on.
This guy, that's what he looks like. Like, I just want to watch him from afar. That sounds really creepy now that I'm saying that out loud. But I would just watch him chop wood and then be like, thank you. And then walk away. That's it. I don't need to touch him. He also is very dirty. Like, his white shirt, very dirty.
I think that adds to it.
See, for me, you know me. I'm a hand sanitizer girly.
You are.
So, like, remember the whole, the book that you brought up.
Oh, my God.
Rachel.
Oh my God. So I was reading this book.
Was it another hockey romance?
Of course it is. We're preseason has started. It is hockey season for Rachel. I'm currently reading another hockey romance. But these people were doing some spicy things. And after he took his, I know, Sabrina is still showing me the videos of the lumberjack.
Oh, he's so hot.
I don't follow him, but like he'll pop up every once in a while. I'll look at it and be like, oh. And like he popped up on my feed today, literally between his thighs with a giant pumpkin. And I'm like, great pumpkin, Charlie Brown, or whatever that video is.
I can't follow him. That's dangerous. No,
you
can't.
If you read the comments of those videos, go look, read those comments.
I would sign up for that.
The women in those comments are saying the most out of pocket, unhinged things, and it is so.
Rachel, he turned off the comments. Because there are no comments here.
Because it got too thirsty. Can you find him on not Snapchat. Jesus Christ, he's talking about all the apps today.
Let me find one.
See if you can find him on TikTok.
Okay, apparently a lot of my friends do follow him.
Stop.
Because when you like something on Instagram, it shows you liked by. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
While Sabrina's looking at these comments, I'm going to tell you about the book that I read that made Sabrina so happy.
Yes, you are, please.
So I was reading The Boyfriend Goal by Lauren Blakely. This author has me giggling and kicking my feet. Any book that I read by her, I think the way she writes female characters is just so lovely. And of course, the way that she writes spicy scenes, I think it's very realistic, but also very, very good. Now, let's talk about it. After they were having some spicy sleep time, after he had his fingers somewhere, he leaves her on the bed to go wash his hands before he sticks them in her mouth. And I read that and I was like, Sabrina would love this.
Yes. Any guy who washes his hands and brushes his teeth beforehand or during, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
Which, man of my heart,
they also did after he went downtown. He went to the bathroom and brushed his teeth before he kissed her.
Yes, that is respect.
And see, I don't mind that if a guy did that to me, but I know you would not like that.
No, I get some girls like it. There's a reason. I don't have the reason because it's not my yum.
Yeah, we also won't tell the people why it's my reason. Y'all can infer. We have 500 people listening to this podcast at a time. I don't know how many of them know me in my real life.
Fair enough.
It's fine. But I was reading it and I was literally like, I need to tell Sabrina this because she would love it. And I told you and you freaked out.
Oh, of course I did. And then I was like, so what's the name of that book?
Lauren Blakely, she's become one of my favorite authors. Tessa Bailey used to be mine, but I couldn't get through like three chapters of her golf romance because the girl just sounded so pick me. And I was having a hard time. I was like, I need to stop this. If that's what if you enjoyed that book, love that for you. For me, couldn't do it. I haven't picked up one of her books since, to be honest. And she just wrote a hockey romance. I think it's called like the Au Pair Affair with like a nanny and a hockey daddy. And they obviously fall in love and it's still fine because I will like, it doesn't matter. I love a happy ending.
Live your life. Live your best hockey life.
I am, truthfully, because I grew like... The psychological part of it is like when I would go to hockey games with my dad, I would dress the fuck up because I would have a fantasy.
That Rachel, this is going in a very strange direction.
Let it happen. I would be like, because I would go to the pregame skate and I'd be up against the glass and I'd be like, these guys are going to see me. They're going to look at me and be like, that's the girl I have to marry. I was 15.
With your dad.
With my father. But it's like the same things because like, I don't know if you... did this because like the One Direction fanfics, like when you would go to like okay,
not my type.
There was this website called Wattpad where there were a ton. I was never like a One Direction fan until like the later years, to be honest. Like I didn't get the boy band craze, but there would be like fan fictions of girls like going to concerts and them getting picked out of the crowd and then becoming their girlfriend.
Like that sounds like all of our childhood dreams, though.
That is such a real thing. Or like girls, I saw this video of a girl who went to go see Harry Styles and was like still shaving my legs and every part of my body just in case he sees me in a crowd and wants to sleep with me. And I was like, did we all just have like the same experiences? But like that's how I felt about hockey players. Because
they have like no teeth, I thought.
Shh, let it happen.
Okay.
Because my first crush was Jeremy Roenick. If you look him up for our listeners in 2021, that man had a jawline. This is how I know that I was straight. Like, you know, when people say like, this is how I know I was gay, how I knew I was straight, because Jeremy Roenick has the prettiest jawline and he had the flowy hair. And for 6-year-old Rachel, Sabrina's looking at his picture and not enjoying it, apparently.
Well, he's the same age as my dad.
Okay, well, I was 6.
Okay, all right. Let me look at him back then.
Yeah, look at him 2021.
I mean, like, go for it if you have daddy vibes. Like,
oh, God, before my daddy issues. But Jeremy Roenick was my first crush. Sabrina just found
2001.
Thank you.
2001, Jeremy Roenick.
Yes.
Yes, I definitely understand it because he definitely looks like the quintessential boy band guy that we were all interested in. Like Backstreet Boy and NSYNC S kind of guy.
He looks like my Ken doll.
Yeah, actually, I can see that.
Yeah, and I was in love with him.
Oh.
And truthfully, for me, like if I end up, like, because also on my TikTok, it's a bunch of like social media teams for like different hockey groups, different hockey teams. And then like I commented on one recently where it's like reasons to date a goalie and like it's him stretching in all of the positions.
I've seen that. Yes. I've seen that. It looks like they're humping the floor. Yes. And I was like, that is an interesting stretch.
And I'm like, and I commented, I'm trying to date one.
Dreams and goals.
Dreams and goals. I would love to be a wag. Because
what's a
wife
wag?
And girlfriends of players of sports players.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what it's called. They're called wags.
The wags.
They're
okay.
Called wags.
I didn't know that. Maybe it's a New England thing. We didn't. I mean, like no one play. I mean, obviously there's a team for Florida, but like we're not big hockey.
A hockey team for Florida.
Yeah.
even though you guys have won the Stanley Cup so many times, there's two hockey teams in Florida.
Yes, we have the
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Lightning, not Thunder. Wow. Clearly somebody doesn't watch.
You were close. But and also you guys have the Florida Panthers, which I don't know where y'all are.
I thought
are
the Panthers were football.
No.
Harrison, what are the two hockey games in Florida?
Lightning and Panthers. Thank you.
Ah, well, I don't know sports.
Carolina Panthers are football.
Aha.
You were close.
I have no idea. Where are we? I don't know.
I was thinking about it because like we should go to a Wolfpack game because the drinks are cheap.
What's Wolfpack? What sport is that?
Hockey. Okay. Hockey in Hartford. Sabrina wants to make business cards with my Instagram
100%.
And pass 100%. It out to men because Sabrina was at a bookstore Barnes a couple weeks ago, Barnes and Noble, and saw a man that was my type. She's like, Rachel, I should like if I had your card. So we need to make those cards happen.
Yes.
Because Rachel has deleted the apps.
I like hid and took pictures of him for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, you are my favorite wing woman.
Thank you.
Because how else am I going to meet men right now? Because I don't have time for dating. It's just the way that my life is right now. Mm-hmm. Because I work a full-time job and then two part-time jobs and then TikTok, mm-hmm. which is becoming a full-time job. I'm very grateful that I have a following and I'm able to make money for it because I work in the arts. And if I didn't have all of those things, I wouldn't be able to afford to live and do my trips that I love to do or pay to get my hair done or get my nails done every 3 weeks. I am very blessed. Do not get me wrong. But I think Harrison's going to set me up with a hockey player.
I'll at least get you tickets.
Okay, well, a girl can dream. Guys, my fantasies are coming true.
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious.
The amount of hockey romances that I read would astound people. Like hockey cowboy.
What?
I love me a rugged man.
No, that's fair. At least yours are more realistic. Yeah. I like vampires and werewolves, which won't ever happen.
When I was a teenager, I would read like Fated Mates and he rejects her. And then she goes to a different pack and she has a second mate and then there's a war over her. Did y'all not? You were looking at me like I have six heads.
I don't know.
Please
that.
Tell me in the
That's
comments.
Too much anxiety. That was so much. First off, rejection. I don't want to read about that.
You know what? Fair.
Yeah. Then I would feel like it was my fault. I'd be like, oh my God, did I? Like, you know, like you insert yourself in the story. Like you think you are the main character when you're reading this and you're just like, oh my God, I just got rejected by this hot guy. I don't want to feel that way. That's like when a dog dies in a movie. Oh, I don't want to deal with that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. If I find out that an animal is killed in the movie, I won't watch it.
I don't blame you.
Doesn't matter what it is. I can't. It's sad.
I like the storylines of Fated Mates even now because like you're forced to be with this person. This person is your person and they can never not love you.
That doesn't sound like love to me.
Rachel has trauma. With men on the internet, like, I don't follow, like, I don't actively follow hot men, though, truthfully. Like, the people that I follow on TikTok are more book creators, food creators, PCOS people. If I see a hot man who will do, like, one of those transitions, like, there was a guy I remember he had like gorgeous pecs. He was very, very strong. And like he would like dress up as like a Harry Potter character. And then the lighting would change and he would be shirtless holding a wand. And I'd be like, thank you. And then I would keep scrolling. Like it'd be satisfactory for a minute. But like I don't actively like seek them out.
Interesting.
Have you ever done that? Like, do you like what?
I follow women, oddly.
I also follow women.
Yeah.
Taylor Tomlinson, we're coming to your show.
Oh my God. We love her so much. Everything about her.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. No, I follow more women than I do men.
I also follow more women than men.
I don't think I actually follow. Oh, actually, no. There is one guy that I do follow. He is a vegan chef.
Love that.
His name is Brad the Boxer. He is so freaking hot. He's on TikTok. He has like this little like toothpick mm-hmm. that he keeps in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple girlfriends who followed him too, and they're always like, I just want to be his toothpick.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I get that.
Because like some people when with a lumberjack, when he puts a watermelon between his legs, like some people would like, it would be the lumberjack, it would be the watermelon would break and they would cut to the next person being dressed as a watermelon. I just think that's so funny. I love the internet. Yes, truthfully.
I agree.
We don't deserve the internet.
No, we don't.
Unless it's terrible people and then fuck them.
But yeah, I could say that's probably the only like, man I follow. I mean, like man like that I follow. But again, he cooks, so that's why I like to watch him.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't hurt that he's very attractive, yeah. But like I like to watch what he cooks.
And truthfully, when I posted that picture that you took of me at Meghan Trainor, like I felt so pretty.
Were glowing.
I looked so freaking good.
She did.
And Sabrina is one of my favorite photographers because she also took pictures of me at the Big E. And it's just like
those came out
so good. Oh, and I post them because I'm like, again, I'm finally at a place where I'm like, I love myself. I feel confident in myself. Like, I will post this for me. And my hope is that soon you will also get that because like you're one of my favorite people and I think you're gorgeous. And I hope that every woman can like feel that way. I know it takes a lot. It takes a lot of therapy and a lot of self-image work to do. Because like truthfully, I don't think I would feel this way if I wasn't in the gym 5 days a week. Like, and I'm only in there for like 55 minutes max.
Only.
Well, like there's people who go to the gym for 2 hours, like 6 days a week.
Oh.
And I'm like, but I know that if I wasn't doing that, I'd probably feel a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But like mentally for me, I know that I'm doing the work.
Yeah.
I know that I'm putting in the energy in myself.
Yeah.
And when after I do a hip thrust like set and I look at my booty in the mirror and be like, God damn, she good. She looking thick like a pickup truck because I will never have a dump truck.
No dump trucks.
Sabrina has a dump truck. I have a pickup truck.
It's huge. Yes.
You have a great ass though, my dude.
Yeah, but it gets in the way sometimes. But thank you.
What's that like?
What's that?
Tell me what it's like to have a big ass.
So there's this movie,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it was, I don't know, it was a really great movie, and it was this woman, and she had like this giant butt, and she would walk, and it always hit things and knock things over. That's me. That is me. My butt knocks over so many
Sabrina's
things.
Sabrina's ass is like Mrs. Incredible.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome.
That is a compliment. I would love to be Mrs. Incredible.
You, honestly, your booty.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very large and in charge, I will say.
I literally texted Doug a couple days ago after I did booty day. I was like, I'm very aware of my ass right now, like how it feels and like how it moves. I'm like, I'm very aware of it right now. He goes, is this a good thing or bad thing? I'm like, I think it's a good
thing. Fair question. Fair question.
Like, it's just, and I truthfully, when I do thirst traps, it's me dressed up. I will not be that girl who does thirst traps in the gym just because
That's what boys do.
I know that's what boys do, but I think it's so icky because I do not look cute after the gym.
Me either.
I am sweaty, and my friend Kadir from high school, we haven't talked in years, but he always called me the tomato because like I would send him Snapchats of me after the gym because like he's a very fit guy now. Like he is very religious in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was getting back into it, he would give me tips and give me motivation and stuff. And I would send him photos of me just being like, hey, I just finished, beat red face. And he called me a tomato. And
aww.
I'm like, it's the way that it is.
Yeah.
So like, if you ever see me post in a thirst trap in the gym, it's because I have lost 75 pounds and I am pure muscle.
Yes. Yes. No, I've gone to like those classes before where like, it was a spin class. Mm-hmm. I went to a spin class. Every girl there looked so pretty. They had all their makeup on. They had the false lashes. They had cute little like tight outfits.
And matching sets.
And then there was me in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, I am in the wrong class. Like I was looking around. Like they judged me. They were clearly like, she doesn't belong. And I was like, I don't feel like I belong.
I truthfully like if you, I don't like spending a lot of money in things that I sweat in. Because, like, I truthfully, the Fabletics leggings, I have had them for 4 years. They last. I love them. I wear them every single day. Unless it's a TikTok shop who has sent me leggings to try out this fall.
The purple ones, right?
I think so. The ones that I just posted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're OQQ. I've been selfishly like requesting free samples of like fleece line leggings because
ooh.
Y'all, I'm going to Iceland with my best friend over New Year's. Doug and I are doing our yearly trip. And of course, everybody says layers. So I'm like, if I can save money because I'm spending a lot of money on this trip.
Of course.
I will. But I am not the girly to like do the matching set with the matching bra. And like I am leggings, oversized T-shirt. Like I don't want my midriff showing. I don't want to be aware of my body. I don't want to be like looking at my flaws because I still see my flaws. Just the way that it is. I posted, it was on another legging review that I did. Men were posting about how long my ass is.
That's a weird comment.
I know.
That's a weird thing to say.
I know. I turned off comments. I'm like, I don't need this energy in my life.
Yeah.
We don't fucking need
that's
it.
That's such a weird, that's so weird. Like, you have a long butt. That's not a descriptor for a butt.
Apparently it is.
Well, I don't like their attitude.
Well, they're blocked, so it doesn't matter. We are getting to the point of my TikTok following that I do have men commenting on my videos.
In a mean way?
No.
Oh, in a nice way?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But like, I'll go to their profile and they have nothing of themselves. And I'm like, I'm not going to, they'll like, be, they'll send me DMs. I'm like, I'm not going to respond to you.
Well, you don't have to.
I don't.
Yeah. That's
well, you guys, I think we have been on a tangent for hopefully an hour, depending on how much we have to cut out, because we did go on tangents and said things that we cannot release. We have to keep some things to ourselves, some mystery. But Serena, what should people do?
Like and subscribe our podcast and leave us comments and email us, please.
Email us. Tell us your stories. Share this podcast with your friends. We love each and every one of you. Bye.
Bye. That's a
wrap. Well, you guys.